launched. And I put out a headline about the deep state turning against Biden. He's refusing to leave, but I'm going to repost the spaces topic of will the deep state assassinate Biden now that he's refusing to step down? Because that's a very serious point to make. We know George Clooney is the mouthpiece of Obama. He's saying he must step down. They are so upset he's not stepping down. I think the sky's the limit. But in closing, Roger, you got cut off by the break, StoneZone.com. Find all your great shows and great material and research and key analysis in this fight. Oh, what a beachhead against tyranny we've got with you. In closing, in this little short segment, finishing up, you know, Trump, everything's going his way. Everything the globalists touch is turning into crap. Trump has the Midas touch. They have the SH-T, you know, touch. But we can't get too celebratory here because they've got election fraud. They've got so much going on. But just how is Trump doing right now? You said you talked to him. You just can't believe how it's all blowing up in their face. All the trials are blowing up. Everything goes against him. Everything boosts his numbers. All the other trials are getting postponed. It's all unraveling. The evidence tampering of Jack Smith. I mean, there's not just evil in the universe. You know there's a God when you see this happen, Roger.
I think back, Alex, to us talking about this, you know, a year ago, and between the lawfare and the efforts to dump him off the ballot and so on, it seemed insurmountable. So, yeah, I see the hand of God. I'm very candid about it. I was on Elijah Streams yesterday. We talked about it extensively. I see the hand of God here. But Trump himself, I've never seen him more disciplined. I've never seen him more focused. That debate's a perfect example. He was tight. He was disciplined. He was funny. He made all of his points. He ignored the several attempts by Biden to debate him. But the interesting I found was that in Biden's interview with George Stephanopoulos, when he's trying to justify his miserable performance, he said, "Well, you know, Trump, every time they would cough, turn off his microphone, he'd keep yelling at me, and I shouldn't have let that distract me." Alex, I went back and looked at the tape. That didn't happen, not even once. Donald Trump never attempted to cross-talk him, not even once. So this guy lies at the drop of a hat based on nothing. Did somebody tell him that? How could he remember something that didn't
but he's
happen?
Saying, "I stopped Putin. I created NATO." I mean, it just the lying is like Olympic level.
No, he shut Putin down. Where exactly is Putin shut down? I'm not seeing this. Oh, women don't have abortion in the 8th or 9th months of their pregnancies. Yes, they do. There were more border crossings, illegal border crossings under Donald Trump than there were under my administration. Another lie. This guy is a congenital liar. But their talking point is Trump lied so many times. Well, the problem with that is, for example, they consider a lie when Trump won't say, "Oh, January 6th was an insurrection and I was responsible." They're so ridiculous. But I did a piece on this. It's up at Stone Zone where I tried to count all the lies. He told people to inject bleach for COVID-19. He never said that. He didn't praise Nazis in Charlottesville as fine people.
Yeah, even Snopes now says that's fake. So here's the question. If the Democrats are melting down, once something starts, nothing succeeds like success, nothing fails like failure. I smell victory here. I don't want to get overconfident here, but I smell victory.
I'm feeling better and better, and here's the most important reason why. If Joe's hangs on, and let's assume for the sake of closing this out that he does anyone think he's going to have a gaffe or incident-free 4 months of campaigning? There is zero chance of that. His most recent media appearances have not been successful. I'm not sure what he said at NATO. He seems to have offended the general secretary. He had a pencil in his hand during the whole time he was interviewed by Stephanopoulos. Doctors tell me that holding on to something is a
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It is 12:06 Central Standard Time, broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas. And I had cleared the slate today of guests, but I wanted to get Roger on. He was just on, as you know, for 35 minutes, Roger Stone. But now it's your chance, and I love talking to you on Spaces, on X, to be a speaker and reach millions of viewers and listeners on my show, and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, depending on how big it goes, on X. And of course, we're also streaming this live show at Real Alex Jones on X as well. So, I put out a headline earlier about the deep state, you know, turns against Biden as he refuses to step down. And I just changed the headline. I told the crew to post it on X. Most of the time I'm posting myself and see the typos, but sometimes I dictate it to them. But if we can pull up Real Alex Jones on X right now, the headline should be, will the deep state assassinate Biden if he refuses to leave? That is a big, big question. We just launched that literally a minute ago. So repost that on X, send that out, join us as speakers there right now. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will start taking speakers from X on this huge subject. Will the deep state assassinate Biden if he refuses to leave? I'm also going to open up our phone system on that one subject, because that's their next move. Make no mistake. And they're not going to do it themselves publicly. They'll blame a Trump supporter and recycle that. That's what I see. I've been saying it for 3 years, and that's where I see all the lines converging. So we'll give out the toll-free number in a moment, and we will also take comments from speakers on X at Real Alex Jones. Now, there's a lot of other huge news I'm going to be interspersing during all of this, but really the biggest takeaway is that Biden's refusing to step down. The fundraisers are all drying up. The major donors are basically all quitting. All of the Obama surrogates are coming out, like George Clooney, who's a horrible person, but he is Obama's spokesperson against Biden. It is going down. So what is this ongoing train wreck going to look like with Biden saying, hey, I had sex with the head of NATO's wife, and just all the rest of the insanity? We are going to be looking at this here today in great detail. Now, I want to talk about something really, really important. We've seen a lot of people and a lot of corporate media and a lot of pundits, when I say a lot, thousands of articles, the last month saying InfoWars will imminently be shut down. And they panicked with a federally appointed CRO and federally appointed U.S. trustee from the Justice Department, and 5 weeks ago ordered this place shut without a court order. The judge excoriated them, fired them 3 weeks ago. Then 2 weeks ago, the Democrat Party lawyers that use the Sandy Hook parents as a front group came in and said, we want him shut down today. The judge shut that down. Then they tried to grab InfoWars a week and a half ago at the state court. The judge said that's illegal and shut that down. This is epic. People say, how is this continuing on? Because we're fighting. We're not giving up. You're praying. But I love how 5 weeks ago I told you this happened. I'm like, oh, yeah, they came out in order to shut it down. And you stood up to them and all this. Where's the video? You want on top of that video confronting people? This is serious. I tried to not escalate. Now it's all in the court record. It's, of course it's true. Of course I didn't make this up. I don't cry wolf. So we are surrounded by wolves, but we've got God on our side, and we've got the people that love God supporting us. So I need all of you to understand that we're still here for at least 3 months. But if people think we're not going to be here and don't support InfoWarsStore.com with great sales and great products, we'll shut down by extension. That's been happening. People aren't buying stuff. Even though we're selling all the products, it's gone away. Do they think we're about to be shut down? No. You order something, you get it. And so it'll be you that decides to shut us down. If you don't go there and get X2 and X3 and Vitamin Refusion about to sell it and all of it. But what I want to talk to you about is a fundraiser. We have a couple thousand copies of the number one worldwide bestseller, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Huge, thick book I wrote. Just came out 6-8 months ago. There are a few thousand signed copies left, and it is a fundraiser. I want to thank those of you that got a signed copy, but I want to encourage all of you that have not gotten a signed copy and you want a chance to support the broadcast and know that at the critical juncture, you fought to get the funds in to keep operating because we're right on the edge of the red and the black. To go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening today. And there's almost 3,000 copies left of the signed, 1,000 copies unsigned. There's also about 700 copies of The Great Reset, the predecessor book to this. And unless we get a buyer and things change and, you know, whatever, we'll be shut down in a few months. But we will probably continue on. God's hand is on us. The force is with us. Please go now. It's in stock, ready to ship at InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening, ladies and gentlemen. Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. And when these signed copies are gone here, they're going to be gone. I'm going to sign this right now. 2024. And I thank you for everything you do to support us. And this will be put in the warehouse. Somebody will get this book. Put a little something extra on there. All right. So I appreciate you. Get The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance with myself, Alex Jones, Ken Heckenleib, help put it together with a foreword by Stephen K. Bannon, who's a political prisoner right now in Connecticut in jail. InfoWarsStore.com. We're betting on you. We believe on you, but we cannot do this without your support. Get a copy, signed or unsigned now, the last copies at InfoWarsStore.com, and I humbly thank you all for your support. Now, please take action. All right, let's fire up the phone system. By that, it's a digital computer system, so you turn it on. And we're going to open the phones up on, will the deep state assassinate Joe Biden, or how will they force him to leave because they want him gone and there's a civil war in the Democratic Party? That is a huge, critical issue with 118 days left of the election. And what will they pull on Trump? Will the judge at this hearing next week throw Trump in jail? We're talking about the election. This is a huge subject. There's a million ways and angles to cover it. So we'll fire up the phone system, and I'll give it the toll-free number right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Long-time callers, first-time callers, agree, disagree. If you're some leftist, we'll put you on air. Just have a clean phone line. Be ready to talk. This is an unfiltered broadcast. We believe in people power. We bet on humanity. 877-789-2539. But the front and center discussion is, what will the deep state do to Joe Biden now that he is destroying them and the money's been turned off and they want to get rid of him? And who is it they're planning to replace him with? That is a huge central subject. And we don't just have millions of great people listening, which is amazing. We have the main talk show host, the top talk show host, foreign talk show host, major leaders, the government's listening. This is a very important broadcast because it's tomorrow's news today. Will the deep state assassinate Biden if he refuses to leave? We just launched that connection up there if you want to call in as a speaker on X at Real Alex Jones. All right. That said, I don't normally do this. I do this about once a month. I don't normally air a special report twice in one show, but this one's powerful. They're all powerful. This was particularly informative and powerful. And it deals with the illegal aliens voting and illegal aliens being given Social Security, illegal aliens being given jobs, which the Democrats have gone from denying to now openly admitting. So I want to go to the special report and come back with breaking news. SP1, Special Report 1, illegals getting Social Security numbers within 4 months of crossing the border. From Greg Reese, here it is.
Over the past few years, illegal immigrants have been given U.S. bank debit cards from the United Nations, reportedly $1.6 billion.
Does that go into your bank account?
¿A dónde va? ¿Tienes una cuenta? ¿Una tarjeta?
Sí.
¿Tienes?
Oh, let me see. I'm standing outside the United Nations office in Tapachula, Mexico. One of the things that is happening here and all along the migrant trail is that the United Nations is handing out cash and debit cards and rental assistance and movement assistance to immigrants to help sustain them on their road to El Norte.
Catholic Charities have been managing the illegal invasion at the southern border, spending millions while profiting billions. And the local police admit that they are under their direction.
The officers were all here with the under the direction of Catholic Charities.
Richard Poiseau of Chicago reported that these illegals are getting Social Security cards within 4 months of crossing the southern border.
So yesterday, I ran into somebody that I haven't seen in a while. He's been here for about 5 months in the United States, 6 months, something like that. And he says, hey, I'm looking for work. And I said, well, I can't hire you, man. I got to hire, like, legitimate people or whatever. And he was like, no, I'm legitimate now. And he's broken English, kind of bits and pieces together, and he pulls his ID and stuff out of his pocket. He says, I've got Social Security card now, and I got worker's ID and permit for working, everything all legit. Stamp, city stamping, specialized Social Security envelope. This dude got on the buses from Texas to Chicago, got in process here in Chicago, found an apartment building within the first week, an efficiency apartment, moved into the apartment building, and then has been working cash jobs under the table for the last 4 months until recently. Got his worker's permit, and now he's working for a roofing company, but they're laid off right now. They're laid off right now, and he's looking for work. We have people literally trying to do everything that have been waiting for years that still don't have what this guy has in 4 months. That's how f***ed up our government is. That's how much they care about the illegal migrants more than they care about their own people. The problem is, and this is f***ed up for me to say this, some Americans have done this to themselves because they're fucking lazy and they won't get off their ass to go out and actually get the stuff done that they're trying to get done, that they need to be getting done. Like, this guy came here knowing that he could lose his life, lose everything. He gets here. Now he's a worker. Within 4 months, done all his paperwork, went to all his appointments and stuff, and figured out the system and is hustling. It's really, really, really messed up that they would do this for people that are not even from this country. They didn't help build this country. They didn't help contribute to this country. And they just walk right in like they do and just get handed ID, Social Security card, just get them on the payroll and stuff. Let's just do it for them. Let's get them set, but not take care of our own people that are on the streets. It's messed up.
Joe Biden opposes the SAVE Act, which would require proof of citizenship to vote for him this November. Without having to provide proof of citizenship, a Social Security card and a driver's license will certainly suffice. Voter fraud may not be necessary if 30 million UN migrants can vote. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Illegals getting Social Security numbers within 4 months of crossing the border. All of it's illegal. The deep state does whatever they want. Whenever they want, however they want. And we have massive child trafficking going on by the millions and millions. And we have whistleblowers in Congress reporting on all of this. I want to play clip 12. HHS whistleblower Deborah White And then I'm going to start taking your phone calls ahead of Chase Keyser coming in to run the spaces and take your spaces speakers on. What are they going to do to Joe Biden because he refuses to step down? You better understand that he's not doing what the deep state tells him. They're going to get rid of him, just like Kennedy. So Tara and Jody and Al Killer and Joshua and Baker, we're going to you and other callers here in just a moment. But first, here's what's really happening.
I believed that my language and professional skills could be valuable in reuniting children with their families. What I discovered was horrifying. Make no mistake, children were not going to their parents. They were being trafficked with billions of taxpayer dollars by a contractor failing to vet sponsors and process children safely, with government officials complicit in it. In June of 2021, I discovered the first case of trafficking, and along with my counterpart, Tara Rodas, reported it. But children continued to be sent to dangerous locations with improperly vetted sponsors. One case in Florida had over 12 children linked to one sponsor at multiple addresses. Children were sent to addresses that were abandoned houses or non-existent in some cases. In Michigan, a child was sent to an open field. Even after we reported making a 911 call after hearing someone scream for help, yet the child was still sent.
That's Alejandro Mayorkas and Biden, pedophile kings. Hundreds of thousands of children confirmed in sex slavery, and they just do it. You think anybody's safe while this is going on? It's on record. All right, so what are they going to do now that their puppet has outlived his usefulness? How will the deep state take out Biden, or what's going to happen? What's your view? I want to hear it. Tara in Nevada, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Tara. You want to talk? All right, Tara, don't want to talk. Thank you, Tara, for the call. We're going to take a call now from Florida. We're going to talk to Jody in Florida. Go ahead, Jody.
Yeah, hi. This is the DEI administration. They want the first black or Jamaican, Canadian, Southeast Asian, Indian, everything across the board except for lesbian. Let's go. They're going to put her into power during a lame duck session, I believe, where she has less power because it's going to be an overwhelming run of Trump's going to win it. Clear cut. They see that. The money has to go to the incumbent president, which will end up being probably, because of the DEI, they're going to pull the 25th Amendment. They'll pull that. She has to pull the linchpin on that, and I believe she will, knowing that she will.
Yeah, that's why I love calls. Exactly. Other than assassinate him, will they initiate the 25th Amendment and have the vice president initiate it with Congress and say that Biden is incompetent?
They will have to, only because the world already saw what they did that on purpose. They have to set the tone, and like you always say, they set the tone first. They set the precedent first. On this, what's going to happen, I think Roger Stone is right in one thing. Big Mike will come out, but it's going to be to criticize everything that Trump does, setting her up for the next 4 years. But knowing Trump and loving Trump the way I do, I think he's going to go for a family thing like the Adams, like the Bushes, and let's see what we can do with Donald Trump Jr. And that's Big Mike's turn to criticize everything that Trump is going to do to set her up for 2028.
All right, Jody, great points. Let's talk to folks in Virginia. Let's talk to Owl Killer on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, the other day when you had the stenographer on that was claiming that Biden was blackmailing Obama.
Yeah, McCormick.
It brought me back to something that Lee Stranahan had discovered about 5 years ago. I don't know what they're going to do with him because I think the reason he ran was to cover up what was going on in Ukraine, and that's why they made such a big deal about that call that Trump had made to Zelensky at the time about the $1 billion in bribe money. Now, if people want to look this up, you can type in a name, Mikhail Khodorkovsky. who was jailed by Putin in 2003. And when he goes to jail, he's basically an oligarch.
You can't make it up.
He passes his shares to Jacob Rothschild. That's Washington Times.
I remember.
And then Joe Biden in 2005 issues, of course, Senate Resolution 322. You know, they got to play with the 322 number, just like Colin Bones. And the two co-sponsors of the bill, anybody can look this up themselves, John McCain and Barack Obama, the junior senator from Illinois, who nobody ever heard of in their life. And in 2008, you had a choice to vote for Rothschild banker number one, John McCain, or the other one, Barack Obama. The reason they had to run Biden is because the crime is so big. Whatever went on in Ukraine, the crime is so big that it's all in. That's why they didn't care with the Russiagate situation. That's why they were willing to frame a president. And the cover-up is almost bigger than the crime at this point. They could have just dealt with the issue as it arrived, but they just dug themselves in deeper. And I'll tell you something else. I can't prove it, but I think Hunter Biden is who's in the Steele dossier, because that stuff is too extreme.
Sure, let me ask you this. Do you think they'll assassinate Biden? That's the question I'm asking.
No, so I don't think so. I think he really, if he goes down, too many other people go down.
So they're going to do 25th Amendment, or just let him continue on and they replace him with Kamala later?
I don't know what they have in that. That's my question is that, or that's what I'm wondering is what are they willing to do to keep him in? Because whoever's controlling him, it has to be somebody.
But I mean, we know it's been Obama to a great extent, and Obama's has his proxies like Clooney attacking him. Thanks for the call. Josiah in Pennsylvania. Got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yep, me? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. It's Joshua, by the way.
Okay.
Good audio?
Hey, yeah, man, I'm going to give you one more shot here, brother. Go ahead. You want to talk on air? You don't want to be on air.
Sure. Yeah, so I don't think that they're going to assassinate him. I don't think they need to, because, it's such a disgrace to the Democratic Party that it just feeds into their whole agenda of causing civil war. So, I mean, you know, you see that coming out with movies, the Civil War. I went to see that, and it's really disturbing what they're trying to program into, the population. But it's an old tactic, divide and conquer. So I think they're probably going to keep him alive or maybe just fake a natural death, but I really don't think they need to. And one other thing I'd like to touch upon is that their whole agenda is to divide and conquer America. You've said that on air plenty of times. And another way they're doing it is using AI algorithms online, social media, X, Facebook, whatever. And you could see that so say you have a bunch of friends that are conservative and you see the same post, you see the same rhetoric, okay, Donald Trump is great.
Yeah, they put you in a silo. You think you're winning, you don't know you're losing.
Exactly. And they do the same thing for the other side. So it's a really sad thing because in my community, people in my family, like we don't even talk to each other anymore. And it's actually really upsetting to me.
Well, Joshua, it is divide and conquer. And I'm sorry I got your name wrong. Hold over. I want you to finish your point about your family. We're going to take comments from speakers on X and more calls. Will they assassinate Joe Biden? We've already had some great commenters, 25th Amendment and more. This is why we're taking your calls.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder. Critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got a simulcast here on my radio/TV program. Over 300 radio stations, over 100 cable and TV stations. Massive audience at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones on the mighty X Elon Musk platform. And we're hitting on all cylinders here. We got loaded phone lines on will they assassinate Biden? And callers said no, they'll lose 25th Amendment at him, which is a great point. But if they kill Biden, and if they blame a Trump supporter, that gives them the recycling and the false flag at the same time. So I think that is a real serious possibility. So again, if you're on X watching, you want to join the spaces at Real Alex Jones, we'll be taking U.S. speakers coming up as people propagate the space. Most folks a week ahead say we're going to have a space on this, or a day before we do it, kind of just boom. It's great to talk to folks on X. But Chase has said this many times, we're going to start scheduling a few times a week during the show so people know a week at a time when we're into the spaces so they can come join. They've been a success. They've been great. Just that people need to be able to know about it, and actually, you know, take some time to have that propagate. Chase, your take on the poll numbers even more devastating against Biden, the deep state totally turning against him. He's refusing to leave. He's talking about having sex with the NATO Stoltenberg Secretary General's wife. I mean, this is, again, incredible unintentional comedy. If it wasn't so insanely dangerous, what do you think they're going to do over this crisis?
Well, I think there's a lot of variables at play here. One of the things that comes to mind is we know that the deep state and the Democratic Party are increasingly globalist organizations. And over the last several decades, they've increasingly catered to the interests of other nations, whether it's NATO, UN, WEF, you name it. It's obvious that the establishment political left...
It's all about the big international deals they get.
Right.
And they just parlay American power.
Exactly. And so the problem that the international community faces with Biden is they know that if Trump wins, that is going to undermine their globalist initiatives. But they also feel that Biden, though he's a globalist, is less likely to win against Trump than any number of other candidates. But at the same time, they're trying to contemplate whether replacing him at the last second is actually going to make it even more likely that Trump wins, right? And so this is a complicated moment in this chess game that is international politics. But I think what's happening is the international community is quietly nudging the Democratic Party to find a way to replace Biden because they realize that an ambush candidate is a better angle for them than the dementia in chief.
Exactly. That's perfectly said. They want the ambush candidate, meaning no vetting, no background, just sneak attack.
Right.
And then they know they're going to try to steal it. They know Trump's going to win. They want to have plausible victory in the theft. They know no one's going to buy Biden stealing it a second time.
Yeah, that's a really good point. If Biden wins on November 5th, then even people who were adamant that our election integrity was giant are going to switch teams and realize that this is a major shift. I mean, even when 538, formerly Nate Silver's company, is coming out and saying that Trump is going to win, that's a big indicator because that's not been a favorable source in terms of the poll. So, yes. They need to replace Biden if they want to win on November 5th. And I do think they're going to throw in an ambush candidate because Trump's campaign, as many resources as it has, as many brilliant and talented people as are involved, it's difficult to prepare for one candidate that you're running against. But if you don't know among a list of 30 people that it could potentially be, that divides the resources and the interest and the attention and focus of the Trump campaign. And this is an opportunity for the Democrats to really throw a curveball at the last minute and not give the Trump campaign the time that it needs.
And speaking of curveballs, we're 118 days out. It is now official. Governors, the Democrats are saying bird flu is devastating. They're killing chickens and cows all over the country. Food supply is shutting down. Giant chicken plants are blowing up every few hours all over the U.S. We're being undermined right now. There's no doubt weird stuff's going on.
Well, it's been weird over the last several years seeing so many different things happen in the way of our agriculture and cattle. First, we were seeing that China was grabbing thousands upon thousands of acres. Then we were seeing that Bill Gates is grabbing thousands upon thousands of acres of farmland. Then we're seeing bird coops go up in flames time and time again for no reason. And then simultaneously, there's these initiatives against agriculture from the climate activists. So on all fronts, for some reason, our food production, which is basically our only meaningful export,
which is what the WEF said they would do, they'll attack the food,
is going down. And then now suddenly there's this flu that's even more dangerous than COVID, but for birds and chickens that's coming out. It just seems
and they're using
like,
fake PCR tests to get the results. So I've got some reports on that next hour after we take more calls and talk to speakers on X as the X spaces propagates. We'll go to those in a few minutes. Let's go to Baker in California on the deep state problem with Biden. Will they take him out? Will they 25th Amendment him? What do you think, Baker?
Well, there's a debate in September, and if Joe Biden is in that debate, it is over for them. No matter with all the Democrats who say they'll vote for Biden, even if they roll him out in a coffin, which is disgusting, they have to 25th Amendment him and get Kamala Harris. And that's the only thing they could do. Now,
so you don't think assassination 25th is there, definitely. But do they kill him and blame it on Trump supporters?
Well, the thing is, people are too awake. So, the way that Joe Rogan and Jimmy Dore are talking, the deep state can't do anything like this. If they assassinate Trump and they tell you that it's white supremacist and it's all this, it's going to get...
That's right. When Joe Rogan reaches 30 million people a day and he sounds just like me and is openly saying I'm right about basically everything, and then I'm not trying to brag, it's true, he said that yesterday, and that the deep state's trying to take me down, what do they do when we all become Alex Jones? It's a big problem.
And you know what's sad about this is that... that it took dementia, Parkinson's for people to realize this, and not the fact that Joe Biden's policies are fundamentally destroying us. That's what's really sad about this, is that they don't care about enacting policies that will actually work. All they're doing is wargaming how to control it. And you know what another thing is what the beauty of the presidency and the executive is that the president's able to get into office and clean house in the government. That's literally the people touching and influencing the government. And by replacing Biden, and I mean, people like Destiny saying they'll vote for him if they roll him out in an urn. How dare you, bro? That means that you're willing to hand over the people's vote to a security state apparatus.
Yeah, what you're admitting is you're giving it to the oligarchy, and the oligarchy is coming out in the open and admitting we don't really elect presidents. Great point. Thank you so much. Let's go to some spaces commenters, and we'll go back to you. Young, Pharaoh, Nigel, Gerald, Carl, Sean, Kyle, Matt, Jeff, Jim, Zach, and others. In fact, that's enough calls. We'll get to all those calls during the show. That's enough calls because I want to get to spaces as well. We'll get to those calls on the board. We'll also get to these spaces, folks. Who's up first?
Let's go to Alex Stone. Alex, you've had your hand raised for some time. Go ahead and unmute.
And that's Roger Stone's nephew.
Yep.
That is correct. Hey, guys, thank you so much for having me on. We have to look at three things that are very similar between this situation and the situation of John F. Kennedy. Okay, the first thing that we look at is the vice presidents. Both vice presidents were people that ran against Lyndon Baines Johnson, ran against JFK. JFK selected him to be vice president. Kamala Harris ran against Joe Biden. Joe Biden selected her to be vice president. So she's going to be behind this because she wanted to be president. The number two thing that you look at is they cite something that is very, very big issue with the president. For President JFK, they cited the fact that he was addicted to the methamphetamines that Dr. Feelgood was giving him. What you're looking at with Joe Biden is the fact that he is too old and too senile to do it. He can't do it anymore. The third thing is that each of these presidents, they resisted the deep state. JFK was resisting the deep state and everything that they wanted, and Joe Biden is resisting the deep state and them calling for him to be to get out of this race. They are going to assassinate him, and it's very, very similar to the way that they did it with JFK. They have the vice presidents that wanted to be president. They have the thing that they cite to get him out, and then they're going to kill him because they refuse to listen.
No, you're right. The climate is exactly the same.
That is exactly right. I think it's going to happen.
One difference, though, is traditionally speaking, based on my limited knowledge of history, when leaders get assassinated, whether it's Caesar or JFK, they tend to be incredibly popular. What do you think about the fact that Joe Biden just isn't popular?
They kill people that won't step down too.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
But that's how you make him popular. Oh, the right. If they kill him, I believe they false flag it and say we did it.
Yeah. But why would we do that if he's already losing? That's what's so questionable about it.
Because you grab victory for the cause of defeat. Yeah. Now you don't make it about how he was senile and an idiot. Somebody killed him. And then, the sympathy vote for the Democrats.
Makes sense.
Want a civil war. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying I think it's a real possibility. Alex, anything else?
No, that's all. I think they're going to assassinate him. And just those reasons alone, just the glaring similarities between JFK's assassination and the possibility of Biden's.
All right, Alex Stone, thank you so much. Let's take another spaces.
Okay, let's go to Robert the Builder. Robert, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Thank you, Alex. I think everything we're seeing right now is a divine intervention. The Trump-Biden debate, I think even Trump probably thought that was given to him on a silver platter.
Well, interrupt you. You heard Roger like at 45 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. He said he talked to Trump. Yeah. He said Trump can't believe how well things are going.
Exactly. And what's strange is that just happened, and you've done that too, and it's the same thing I'm thinking. So I think that it's a gift. It was given to us, and we should be grateful for it. And then I like to bring up a story. We Are Marshall, a whole football team that was in a plane crash. They died and everything, and the town was devastated. And I think We Are Marshall, America, and, what happens, what we've been through the last 3.5 years. But the team was able to, and some of the people didn't want to come back. They wanted to give up and quit. But there was those that didn't, and they put the team back together, and it took time. But they ended up winning, 10 championships. And so I think We Are Marshall, and I'm seeing we're a divine intervention. And
let me just say, it's all God. They have tried for 5 weeks. Yes. Stuff that's so epic, I can't even believe I'm saying it. It doesn't even sound real. like or, no court order, groups trying to shut us down, all this craziness, and it's all failed. And it is literally God. As long as we keep fighting, God keeps us in place. But God gives us constant challenges to show it's me in control. It's God in control. God's saying, I'm in control. You got it now? I always take you right to the edge of defeat, and then I save your ass again like the widow's mite.
Right, and then one other point. God helps those that help themselves, but what I'm seeing right now is God is helping those who can't help themselves. That's how he's helping us. And the last point I want to make is that as far as Biden is, I think their easiest path of least resistance is to keep Kamala in. And so if they do that, and they might use artificial intelligence, AI, to make Biden look good.
By the way, the Huffington Post and others came out and said we're going to use fake AI. I agree. So maybe they push him over the finish line and then put Kamala in after.
Question for you on the last point. If they do that, who would be the vice? Who would be the VP for Kamala?
They're saying Hillary. And then if you're against it, you're against women or Gavin Newsom.
Okay, and then one last point, and I'll shut up. Thank you, Alex. Is it everything that you went through and happened to you, it could have been avoided. I'm not going to get into it because we don't want to go negative right now. But I'm just saying, like, it could have been avoided. That's all I want to say.
And well, you know, hindsight's 2020. Thank you, brother. All right, let's go ahead and go to Young Pharaoh on the phones. Young Pharaoh in New York, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Salute, General Jones. I just want to say God bless you and God bless your soul and your ambition to never give up on humanity, even though people are so simple-minded and so easily manipulated through the deep state and through other bad occults that have plagued our humanity through centuries. But it's not our fault. It's because we're such innocent creatures and we don't know better. We just believe in God, and it just gets overwhelmed by characters and people that play characters, and they're not real characters. Like, you're a real person. You're not just a character. You're a real person. These people, they play characters, and they're not real people, so that's why they manipulate simple-minded people such as me. But I'm a little more complex because I've lived in New York City through the pandemic, and I've seen all the fake FDNY. I've seen the fake sheriffs with the Mac house and how they try to shut it down in Staten. I've been there, done that. And also, Mr. Chase Geyser, this is 7-Eleven. But on a whole nother route, this is I'm at 7-Eleven.
Hey, man.
But yeah, you know who I am. So Joe Biden, he's going to steal the election again. That's what I feel. And I think that the left and the mainstream media is playing with everybody. So if they're going to say that he's cognitive, deficiency, and he can't have the right IQ to be the president, and everybody knows that, but at the same time, they're going to defend him by propping him up and say, oh, you don't have the mental capacity, and they're going to put him in through all these meetings and all these press conferences, and they're going to show the public, oh, you see, he can actually talk. He can actually, and even if he says, I'm going to F the wife this and that, who's going to do anything about it? People like the J6ers that are incarcerated, and thank God Corrine, the girl Corrine Clifford, she covers that. And also these feds, they want to deprogram us and send us to quarantine camps, and they want to just basically deprogram anybody that's ever believed in Trump and the ideology and Pizzagate and child abuse. And woo, Chase, guys, you don't have that. I love you, Alex.
All right, appreciate you, Brother Colin. All right, let's go back to the commenters here from Spaces.
All right, let's go to Pam Hemphill. Pam, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still with us.
Yeah, if Alex Jones believes in the First Amendment, I hope he allows me a chance to say what I'd like to say. I'm a J6 defendant. I was given the name by Tucker Carlson, Mega Granny, but I call myself ex-Mega Granny. It's really funny and ironic how you put that topic, will the deep state assassinate Biden? Because what I heard was Michael Flynn would assassinate Trump and blame it on the Democrats. But I got to set the record straight that Biden has already collected $240 million, and the Democrats will be voting for Biden. Biden will not step down. We don't want him to step down. So it's false information, disinformation that you're spreading out there. And I'm sorry that you're doing this, because, I got lied to, and that's why I'm no longer with the party anymore, because I've got facts now.
Yeah, well, just to be clear, we're not censoring you. We're not censoring you speaking back to you. and I have heard of who you are. I mean, you say disinfo. We're having an open call, open spaces. You can call and give your views. What's going to happen to Biden? What do you predict? I don't know what's going to happen. So you say disinfo.
Hold on.
You made an accusation. What is the disinfo? I don't know what it is. We're having an open discussion here.
That the deep state, well, the deep state is Project 2025. That's the deep state. We know that for a fact. You've got written a book about it.
From my memory, you were the grandma got arrested, and then I guess you turned against Trump, and CNN said, oh, she broke her programming. That's you, right?
Broke what programming?
No. Ma'am. Hold on. I'll give you the floor for like 3-4 minutes. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm trying to remember. Are you the lady that was a Trump supporter, and now you say MAGA's a cult? That's you, right?
And yeah, that's me. I'm on CNN in every foreign country you can name.
Okay, great. Wow. So CNN are the rebels. Trump's the establishment. You've got the floor. Tell me about my disinfo. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying you guys sound alike sometimes, except for we have the receipts, which is Project 2025, which you want to do and destroy our democracy. They say the same thing, that Michael Flynn wants to assassinate Trump and blame the Democrats. It's the same thing. You're both saying the same thing. And both, when you get into a space, when I did, see, I started the first J6 defended space until I found out some facts about really what is happening inside the jails with these defendants making up lies.
Let's cover one thing at a time. General Flynn's going to assassinate Trump. I didn't know about that.
That's the rumor, just like what you're putting out there. There's no receipts to this. There's no facts to this.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Put her on hold for a minute. I want to say something here. Biden is a floundering idiot. They're trying to remove him. The Democrats have asked him to step down. That's not a rumor. He's refusing to step down. So they do 25th Amendment, or do they let him get in and remove him later? Or is he president in 100 years? Well, there's no rumors here. We're talking about real things that are happening. The system wants him out. And so where is the disinfo, MAGA granny?
That system does not want him out. It's a very small percentage of Democrats that are using the Russian disinformation to split us and divide us. That's all.
Am I Russian disinformation?
I don't know what you are. How would I know? I'm just saying that the Democrats will all come out in numbers and vote for Biden like you've never seen before. We are done playing around with you guys. It's insanity. All this disinformation that's going on.
You just said Russian disinfo. Where that was all discredited. You're the one with theories. The Democratic Party says they want Biden gone. I said, how far will they go to do that? You're saying that's disinfo too.
I'm saying your title is disinformation. There's no deep state that's going to assassinate Biden. The deep state.
So there is no permanent bureaucracy, intelligence agency. So you're with CNN. That's the rebels. Okay. So who is the deep? If CNN and ABC News and the New York Times, they're the rebels, and the billionaires giving 99% of their money to Biden, they're the rebels. Well, then tell me who's the big bad wolf then?
I'm not with anyone. I'll get on Fox if they would put me on there, because I'm just trying everything I can to get the facts out there, not rumors or propaganda.
No, you said we're putting out this info. I'm going to ask you for the fourth time. What have I've said, will they use 25th Amendment? Will they assassinate? Will he get elected? I'm asking questions to callers.
No, there's no such thing as, there's nothing about, nobody's going to get assassinated. I'm just saying, you say the same things. Both parties say the same things.
Ma'am, listen, I'm here on air with the spaces. We didn't screen your call. You called in, we put you on air, just like the callers, and I'm having a discussion because I don't know what's going to happen. So where's my disinfo? I'm just here trying. I mean, we'll put you on hold for a minute. Let you have a closing comment. Chase, we didn't have a pre-discussion. I said, let's just ask people what they think they're doing with Biden. We're just having a discussion. Where is the disinfo, Chase?
I mean, when you're asking the question, it's not really disinformation. I guess it might catalyze or provoke conversation in a certain direction, But these are questions that we actually have. We're not asking them as some kind of gimmick. I've said a million times that we're not on air to sell supplements. We sell supplements to be on air. We're doing this because we're genuinely interested in the conversation. It's not some agenda or propaganda. We're not paid by anybody except our supporters.
Has anybody ever given you orders around here?
No.
Wait.
I'm thinking, no. The CRO.
Yes, he tried, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the boss, and Alex Jones sucks, and I'm going to fire him, and he's fired.
Yep.
So, all right, ma'am, you had 60 seconds, closing comment.
Well, questions put thoughts in people's minds, and it starts, that's how it starts. It's a very narcissistic way of spinning the facts. That's all. It's just a tactic.
Okay, well, I appreciate you exposing us. You remember the New York Times, don't ask questions, don't do your own research. We are bad for opening up to millions of people to give their take on Biden being a train wreck. So you're saying, is it disinfo that Biden's a train wreck?
Yes, it is disinformation. He's the best president we've ever had.
Please tell me another one. You're Rodney Dangerfield at this point. Can I hear a little more here? Tell me another one. I'm all ears. I feel like I've been paid big money to be the top comedy club here. What's the next one?
That's okay. One day you'll apologize.
Tell you what is that. This hat looks like a nightmare. Oh, it looks great on you.
You
must
now,
have been great before electricity.
Sorry. One day you'll apologize to me, Alex. You will.
No. You just said, oh, God, asking questions and how it starts. So you said I'm disinfo. And I said, well, you're asking questions. So you're saying it's bad to open the phone up for you to, or you called in digitally. You're a speaker on X. It's bad. What did I do bad there?
Nothing. One day you'll thank me for what I'm sharing.
Okay, well, share. Tell me. So CNN is not the deep state. What is the deep state?
I told you, Project 2025. They want to destroy our democracy.
And that's the Heritage Foundation. A lot of their plan's good. Some of it's bad. I stand over it. But the point is, to try to say that some Republican group has a platform different than Trump's, are you saying that is Trump's platform and not Project 47?
Have you watched The Family, the documentary on Netflix? They started this in 1930. In 1953, they started.
Oh, my God. You're claiming Trump is a Scientologist?
No, I'm talking about the prayer breakfast, the national prayer breakfast. It started in 1953, called The Family. Go watch it, all of you.
We got to watch those Christians. They're going to have parades and pee on kids on TV. All right. Ma'am, I appreciate you. Hope you have fun on CNN. Wow. It's how it starts, is asking questions, Chase.
Yeah. I think Pam's a sweet person. She's just confused.
All right, folks. I need support. I'm not funded by the New World Order or some big group. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get limited copies of my best-selling book, The Great Awakening, signed. You want to support us? That's what you do. InfoWarsStore.com. And a big sale is about to end there. We're selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. More calls ahead in 2 minutes.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt's been white.
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job. And then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do? Why?
I have poopy days all the time.
If the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so, end of quote. Repeat the line.
For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Joe Biden will read.
I dissent. End of quote. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
Ah! Ah!
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.